You're listening to Clyde's Favorite O-Time Radio, a podcast of the various genres of O-Time Radio, science fiction, comedy, mystery, horror, and historical broadcasts. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I hope you're enjoying the programming of Mystery Play Internet Radio. It is a real pleasure and honor for me to share these shows with you, broadcasting and sharing these wonderful programs to the delight of millions of listeners. It would have been impossible without the financial support of listeners like you. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported. Here's an invitation to you. This is critical, so please listen. Right now, send in a donation via PayPal. Just go to www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com and click on that donation page. That's www.mpir-otr.com. www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you.
Adventures by Morse. Carlton E. Morse presents A Coffin for the Lady, featuring Captain Friday.
If you like high adventure, come with me. If you like the stealth of intrigue, come with me. If you like blood and thunder, come with me.
Four o'clock in the gray, wet dusk of a late winter afternoon on Marmaduke Island. Uninhabited and somewhere off the Pacific coast of Canada. Meet Captain Bart Friday and Skip Turner, soaked to the skin, lying in the dank leaf mold screened by a bank of fern. Watching, listening, waiting. No sound in all the empty forest, except the dripping of rain-soaked trees and the lapping of water on the bank of the inland bay a score of yards away. Skip stirred.
Honest to my grandma, Captain.
Keep your voice down.
Why? I bet they ain't even a Pacific cat within 20 miles of where we're laying.
As the crow flies?
Yeah, as the crow flies. Here we've been laying for 3 full hours. Ain't that I mind playing Indian if the United States of America wants us to play Indian. Ain't that. It's just that if we gotta do it, why'd we have to pick a middle of winter? And I mean a rainy winter.
Take it easy, old boy.
Suckers, that's what we are. We don't know when we're well off. That's the matter with us. We're sitting pretty in our office back in San Francisco. Friday making money for us. We got the cutest secretary in captivity. We got everything. And what do? We come up here on a 2x4 uninhabited island and lay on our stomachs in wet leaf mold. Sucker.
Not so loud, sucker.
And what for, I asked you?
Little job for military intelligence.
And do we know what kind of a job?
No.
Doggone right we don't. We don't even know who we're working for.
Yes, we do. Military intelligence.
And that's what this guy brought us up here says.
Major James Lawrence is everything he says he is.
Maybe.
Now you're just talking through your hat because you're cold and hungry.
You're dadgum right I'm cold and hungry. And wet and cramped. And I got a cold coming on my head. And that ain't all either.
No?
No. Do you realize we ain't so much as even set eyes on an honest-to-goodness pretty female woman for more than a week now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm? You act like women didn't amount to no more than a hill of beans.
I was just thinking.
Thinking what?
This job must be pretty hot stuff.
I figure.
We've been brought up here without a word of information. Major Lawrence hasn't said a word to us about the mission, except that our work should be cut out for us on the return trip. And for us to keep our eyes cocked and our ammunition dry.
He said that?
Yeah. Now he's spotted us here while he's gone back into the woods to keep some kind of a rendezvous.
Yeah, 3 hours. When he rendezvous, he rendezvous.
You suppose we're ever going to know what this is all about?
I don't know. Military intelligence. Listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Somebody's coming through the brush.
Yeah, I get it.
Keep down, you crazy idiot.
What if it's Major Lawrence?
Let him come to us.
Hey, it's not the Major. Somebody in Army uniform, though. What's that he's toting in his arms?
He's carrying some... Skip, he's hurt.
Yeah, guy's stumbling around like a... Hey, he's down.
Come on, quick. Yeah.
All down in a heap. Hey, Captain, there's a knife in his back.
So I see.
Right between the shoulder blades. Is he...
Hasn't corked out yet, but he's unconscious.
No, not unconscious.
Hey.
Who are you? What happened to Major Lawrence? Where'd you get this?
Can't talk much. Get the girl to Port Lancer.
Girl?
Girl to Port Lancer. They want her dead.
Hey, Captain Friday, this is a girl he was carrying. She's gagged and bound hand and foot.
Hurry. Hurry. Get back to the boat. Get to the mainland. Get her off this island. Major Lawrence is dead.
He's gone, Captain?
Yeah, did you get that? Major Lawrence is dead.
Yeah, you think we ought to go look for him?
No, we got to get this girl out of here.
You think we can get him and this little hunk of female?
Never mind this man.
Hey, Cap.
Didn't you hear him say to hurry? They must be hot on his trail. Pick up the girl.
Seems a shame.
Take his papers along. Come on, can you run with her?
Yeah, she don't weigh no more than a minute. I sure hate to desert the Major and that soldier, though.
We'll notify the authorities first chance we get. What's the girl look like?
Can't tell much. She's gagged and blindfolded. Spring chicken, though, I can tell that.
Yeah.
Hey!
Quick! Around the bend in the path, they're shooting at us.
Yeah, doggone right there shooting at us. I felt that hunk of lead go by just as plain.
We're coming to the boat. Want a hand with the girl?
No. Only you shove the launch off while I'm getting in with her.
Okay. You're gonna have to wade out with her.
Yeah, up to our hips. Woo-wee!
Dump her in. Jump in, quick.
Yeah, man. Push off. She's free. Climb in, Captain.
You all set?
Yeah, let her go. Doggone, will you listen to that? Sounds like a little private war going on back there.
We're getting out far enough now so they can't do us much damage.
Yeah. It's funny they don't come out in the open. We've heard all them shots, but ain't seen hiding the hair nobody.
Shooting stopped, too. Notice that?
Yeah. Saw it was no use and gave up the chase, looks like. Hey, how about me opening this little package and see what we got?
Package?
Yeah, the babe, the doll. She tied up like a Christmas candy bar.
Okay, untie her. But first get that gag out of her mouth.
Yeah. Oh, lady, they got enough dry good stuff in your pretty face to dress a bride. There we are.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Captain, look at what we got. Hey, she's pretty. Even in men's clothes, she's pretty.
Hello there.
I don't know who you two men are, but I want to thank you for saving my life. I think you're wonderful. I love both of you.
Well, now, that's just about the nicest speech I ever heard.
Well, don't stand there like an idiot, Skip. Cut the ropes on her hands and feet.
Oh, sure. What am I thinking about? Shut up, honey, so I can get at those wrists.
They tied my hands behind me.
Oh, say they did. There, that cut them loose.
Oh, all the circulation's gone.
Yeah, well, rub them together hard. That'll bring the blood back.
They feel like they were dead. Where are we going?
I don't know. Old Captain.
What's the matter?
Little lady wants to know where we're taking her.
We'll be arriving on the mainland in another 5 or 10 minutes. Here we are.
But there's nothing here at all. Just forest.
That's all. Run the boat up alongside that old piling and tie her up, Skip.
Aye, aye, Captain Friday.
But I don't understand. I thought you were taking me to some town, or at least a village.
Boat's all secure.
Good. We have to wade ashore from here. I'll get over the side and carry her.
Hey, how about me carrying her? I saw her first.
You'll bring the rifles and bedding.
Oh, that's great. I get to bring the rifles and bedding.
And don't get them wet. Come on over the side, lady.
I suppose there's nothing else to do.
Nothing. Give me a hand.
Here.
Now, over with you.
You must be freezing in that water.
You just lie quietly and you won't get a drop on you. By the way, what's your name?
Judith.
And all?
Judith Wright. Now you know more about me than I know about you.
Here we go up the bank. There. Well, there you are. Back on dry land, safe and sound.
Oh, you don't know what a good feeling it is. Horses! You got horses hidden back in the woods.
That's right.
Ooh-wee! Honest to Christmas, every time I wade in the Pacific Ocean, it seems to get colder.
Want to build a fire, Skip?
Fire?
We got to dry out. Besides that, I want a little conversation with Miss Wright here.
Oh, is that her name?
Judith Wright. Miss Wright, this is one of my sidekicks, Skip Turner.
Hello, Skip.
Same to you, Miss Wright.
Oh, Skip to Miss Wright. Anybody who saved a girl's life ought to be allowed to use her first name.
Well, that suits me right down to the skin.
And who are you, Captain?
I'm Captain Bart Friday.
Captain of what?
No, it's just a title.
Don't let him kid you, sis.
Skip?
Yeah?
I thought you were going to build a fire.
Oh, but look, Cap, I thought we was running away from a bunch of bad boys. Them babies who were shooting at us must have a boat same as we got. And if they're so anxious to get Judith back...
They got the whole Canadian coastline to look for us. It'll take them a month to find this hiding place.
Yeah, but fire makes smoke, and smoke
make
can be...
Make a fire without smoke.
Now, whoever heard
Indians
of a fire...
Indians do.
Huh? Make a fire without smoke?
Sure. Get me some dry twigs and leaves. I'll show you.
Well, what do you know? The good-looking redhead's a Girl Scout.
You seem awfully cheerful, Miss Wright.
Why shouldn't I be? I've just been rescued. Oh, you're thinking of Major Lawrence and that poor soldier.
Yeah. They both died getting you out of whatever mess you're in. You could be a little more concerned.
I'm sorry. They were friends of yours.
I've done a little work with the Major. I never saw the soldier in my life.
Well, at least it isn't a personal loss.
That was a very dramatic thing. Army GI running down a rough forest trail with a girl in his arms and a 10-inch dagger blade between his shoulders.
Yes.
The girl gagged and bound.
I know.
How'd you get into a mess like that?
It's something that just happens to people in this crazy world.
How old are you?
20.
You working for military intelligence?
I don't think that's a question you have any right to ask, Captain Friday.
What do you know about Port Lancer?
Nothing. Should I?
I don't know. The soldier gasped out Port Lancer before he died.
Yes, I heard him. You're supposed to take me there.
Why?
I don't know. I just heard him tell you so.
Yeah. Okay, Judith, here's some dry leaves and twigs like you asked for.
Forget them. We're going to Port Lancer.
But, Cap, the fire...
Blast the fire. Get the horses.
Sure.
Well, why the sudden urge to rush to Port Lancer, Captain Friday?
I'm being double-crossed somewhere along the line, and I can't hold still till I find out who's doing it and why.
Thank you.
Judith Wright, the girl of mystery. Port Lancer, the port of mystery. Why have two army men been murdered over Judith? Why was she bound and gagged? But most important, what is there at Port Lancer to make Captain Friday think that... But wait.
Watch out, your horse doesn't stumble. We gotta wade this creek.
I don't hear no creek.
You will as soon as we turn the corner. It's just up ahead.
How much further, Captain Friday?
We'll be at Port Lancer in another 5 minutes.
I'm not used to riding.
Neither am I, and that's a fact. I bet they'll have to peel the seat of my pants off. I've ground it between me and the saddle so hard.
I hear the running water up ahead.
Yeah, here's where we cross. I keep a tight rein. The creek bed has a rocky bottom, and your horse is liable to stumble unless you keep his head up. Here we go now. Come on, boy. With you. Good boy. Come on, Miss Wright. Just hang on. Keep right behind her, Skip.
Okay, here we come. Come on, boy. Come on. Hang on, Judith.
Up the bank. Come on, boy. Come on.
Right behind you. Up, boy. Up. Come on.
I didn't care for that.
Oh, Cowboy Skip, they call me. I only pulled two handfuls of hair out of my horse's mane hanging on, that's all.
Come on, boy. Come on. We're right on the edge of Port Lancer. You can see smoke from the village.
It's about time. You realize we've been in the saddle from 11 o'clock this morning till 4:30 this afternoon?
You don't have to tell me. I've realized every second of it.
Yeah, there she is. You can see the buildings through the trees. Hey, you any idea what we're going to do when we get there, Captain?
Put our horses up at the local livery stable. Take a couple of rooms at the little hotel.
And then what?
And then just sit.
Do what?
Just sit till the news of our arrival spreads over Port Lancer. It won't take long with all 300 of the inhabitants thirsting for the latest news.
And after the news is around, what?
And I expect we'll be receiving visitors.
What makes you think that?
Somebody in Port Lancer wants to get in touch with you very much. That was the soldier's dying words.
Hey, our forest path just sort of widens out into the main street of the village.
And there's the livery stable on the left-hand side of the street, up ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a Comstock Hotel just opposite.
Well, if you ask me, the livery stable looks more inviting than the hotel.
You just ain't kidding there, sister. And the horses will get better food, too.
Hello. Must be a boat in the harbor.
Huh? Do they have passenger boat service up here?
Listen. No, not passenger. That'll be a cannery boat. One of the boats that service the fishing canneries. They carry passengers when and if there are any.
You're pretty well acquainted with the country up here, Captain Friday.
That's my job.
Job?
Yeah.
And just what is your job?
Whoa there. Whoa. Here we are. Now let's get down. Yeah.
Oh, man, does it ever feel good to stand on your own 2 feet again? Here, come on, baby, I'll help you off.
All right.
Just let go now and slide. Oh. Oh, there. Whoa, boy. Whoa. All right, come on. Gotcha. My goodness, Judith. A man could pick you up and put you in his pocket.
Skip, you're a ladies' man. Put me down. Do you mind?
There you are.
Oh,
you see? Saddle lane. You want I should pick you up again?
No. I'd get along.
Here, I'll take the 3 horses in the stable.
You wouldn't need to do that, mister.
Oh, hello. You the stableman?
That's right. Will you be leaving the horses here overnight?
Looks like it from here.
Then I'll be taking them along. Come along, boys. Oh, by the way, mister.
No, what's the matter?
Whoa, boys.
What's the matter?
One of you better come along. I'll be needing a small deposit on the feed bill.
Well, that's silly. You can hold the horses if we don't pay.
It's a rule we got. Avoids arguments later on.
Well, that's the silliest.
Never mind. I'll go along with him. You and Miss Wright wait here.
Sorry, mister, but a rule's a rule.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, come on, boys. Whoa, boys. Whoa. You folks staying across the street at the Comstock Hotel?
I expect so.
You mind just leaving the bay horse in the box stall there?
All right, but hurry it up. We've had a long ride and we're tired. Come on, Baldy. Whoa, Baldy, whoa, boy. Just time... Hey!
That takes care of one of you. And easy enough it was, too. Now to get the other one in here.
Taking Captain Friday long enough to make a deposit.
Some of these natives along the coast are funny people. Suspicious of everything. Awfully hard to do business with.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, look, here comes a stable man. Well, where's the captain?
Maybe he decided to sleep with the horses.
Hey, what's the matter, fella?
Will you come into the stable a minute, mister?
Me?
Looks like one of your horses is going lame.
Oh? Which one?
The big bay. Your friend was wishing you'd step inside a minute.
Oh, will you excuse me a minute, Judith? Oh,
yes. Is there anything...
No, miss. They'll be out in a minute. Hey, come along with you.
It's mighty funny. I was riding the bay and there wasn't a limp out of her all day.
Right inside here. If you'll step right in the box stall. Hey!
Hey, Captain, why'd you do that?
Look at this bump on my head.
Hey, you're bleeding.
Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm all right. This crazy old codger lured me into this box stall and then clubbed me over the head. I saw the blow coming and rolled with it, but I still was stunned for a minute.
You mean he brought me in here for the same reason?
That's right.
Why, you dirty old skinflint. Well, he didn't roll with the blow you give him. He'll be out for an hour.
Never mind him. Where'd you leave Judith Wright?
Out in front. She was going to wait.
Oh, come on, let's find out what this game is. Hey, wait. Don't go barging outside until we see the lay of the land. Just a minute.
I don't get it.
Did you say Miss Wright was waiting outside for us?
Well, she said.
What she said and what she's doing are two different things. Take a look for yourself.
Hey, she's hightailing it off down the street.
Yeah. Avoiding the Comstock Hotel like it was poison.
Well, we better get on her tail.
Wait till she gets further ahead.
Well, there's one thing, she's not heading for the harbor. Yeah, but why does she want to give us a slip after us saving her? Hey, do you think she's in cahoots with this old stable geezer who tried to lay us out?
Come on. She's far enough ahead.
Right on your coattail. Oh, how are you going to shadow anybody in this one-horse village?
Yeah, I'll just do the best we can.
And have you thought that if there's one man who wants to have us put away in Port Lancer, there's probably at least a couple of more?
Well, anyway, I'm glad it's getting dusk. That's more of a break.
Hey, look, she's turning off the main street.
Okay. Then we can close up a little on her. Now, faster, but keep on the grass so she won't hear footsteps behind her.
Yeah. Right ahead's where she turned off.
Yeah. Hold it.
There's nothing more than a cow path leading off into the woods.
There she is.
I don't see nothing.
I caught sight of her going through the trees. Come on. Easy on those footsteps. Walk along the edge of the grass.
Yeah.
It's getting darker under the trees so we can close in some more.
What the heck's going on, Cappy? We rescued Judith Wright at the cost of the lives of two Army intelligence men. We get her safely to the mainland, only to have one of her friends try to crack our skulls.
We don't know he was her friend.
Well, then why didn't she stick around? Looks to me like the stable man was getting rid of her so she could be on her way.
Smells rotten, all right. Look. Look ahead.
Uh-oh. Cabin.
With a light in the window.
And there's friend Judith knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we come to a place where we might get information about a lot of things.
Door's opening for her.
See who let her in?
No. Come on. Let's creep up outside the window. See what goes on inside.
Think they might have a guard outside?
Why didn't he challenge Miss Wright then?
Sounds logical. Come on.
Not too fast. Let's look the situation over as we go. Let's try for that group of trees near the cabin first.
Okay, go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Come on.
Made it.
See anything?
Not a move out of nobody.
Okay. Our next dash will be to the shadow of the house.
Yeah. Boy, night comes down on you like a blackout out here in these woods.
All right. Here we go. Make it quiet.
Yeah.
I made it.
And still no sign of man or beast.
Now then,
We'll ease along the house up to the window.
Uh-huh. Oh, Captain, did you see that? Huh? They pulled a curtain over the window.
Yeah. It's too bad.
So what do we do now?
Let's have a look anyway. Oh, don't brush against the logs. They can hear you inside.
I'm watching.
Hold it.
Henny, there's a crack. You can see under the curtain.
Keep quiet, you idiot.
Yeah. See anything?
Uh-oh. Put your eye up to the crack.
Can you see? Captain. Captain Friday, the girl's laying on the floor.
I can see her as well as you can.
They've killed Judith.
I don't see any blood.
Hey, what's that big oblong box? They got sitting on those kitchen chairs.
Where?
Across the room there. They're lifting up the girl's body. But they're putting it in a box.
It's a coffin, Skip. They're putting Judith Wright in a coffin.
Did you see her face? She's not dead yet. They're burying the girl and she's not dead yet.
Skip.
Huh? What's the matter?
If I'm not mistaken, somebody's standing right behind us.
Be there, you two gentlemen, so much as twitch an eyebrow, I'll blast you to kingdom come.
Why did Judith Wright elude her rescuers to rush to her own destruction? Why was the coffin in the cabin? Were these men just waiting for her to deliver her body in the satin-lined burial box? But Skip Turner said she wasn't dead yet. No one wants to be buried alive. And what of Captain Friday and Skip Turner, each with a gun in his back? Chapter 2 of A Coffin for the Lady is entitled The Conversation in the Casket, and will bring you further developments in this newest Carlton E. Morse production. Be with us next week at this same hour. Adventures by Morse. Carlton E. Morse presents A Coffin for the Lady, featuring Captain Friday.
If you like high adventure, come with me. If you like the stealth of intrigue, come with me. If you like blood and thunder, come with me.
The evening dusk was fast settling on Port Lancer, far up on the Canadian coastline, as Captain Friday and his operative, Skip Turner, picked up the trail of Judith Wright. She led them down the main street of the Canadian seaport village, and then off into the woods. She finally came to a log cabin just as darkness settled, knocked, and was received inside. Captain Friday and Skip tiptoed to the window. But let Captain Friday tell you what brought them to this out-of-the-world settlement.
My office in San Francisco was approached by a Major Lawrence of a branch of Army Intelligence. I was asked to bring one of my men and do a job for the government. I chose Skip Turner as he was a good outdoor man and was fast with his fists in a tight place. We were transported by seaplane and put down in an isolated cove off the coast of Canada. There was a fast speedboat waiting for us. With Major Lawrence, we crossed over to a tiny atoll called Marmaduke Island, some 10 miles from the mainland. Major Lawrence hid us in the underbrush near the shore and told us to be ready for action at any moment. Then he went inland. At the end of 3 hours, a man in the uniform of a GI burst into view carrying a girl in his arms. And in his back was a knife blade. The girl was bound and gagged. The GI lived long enough to gasp, "Get the girl to Port Lancer," and then he died. We grabbed her up just as rifle fire began to pour in on us from behind. We got her on the boat and got her to the mainland where horses had been planted for us. In 6 hours, we were in Port Lancer.
Yeah, Captain, but once in Port Lancer, stuff began to happen.
All right, Skip, you tell it.
Well, we took our horses to the only stable in the dump. What did old coo to run the stable try to do but knock Captain Friday and me over the head? Well, in a rumpus, Judith, that was the girl's name, Judith Wright tried to give us a slip, and that's when we followed her. We slipped up to the window and peeked in, and there she was laying on the floor. And some big goon was picking her up and putting her in a coffin. I'm telling you the honest truth. There was a coffin there, sitting on two chairs. And this guy in the room picked up the girl and put her in it. And she wasn't dead either. I saw her face.
And just at that point, a voice said,
"If either you gentlemen so much as twitch an eyebrow, I'll blast you to kingdom come."
Captain Friday, did you hear what I did?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to take it?
Put up your hands, Skip. Don't be a fool.
Very excellent advice, Captain Friday.
So our hands are up, so what do we do now?
March over to the front door.
Come on, Skip.
But, Cap, it...
Do I have to tell you twice?
You're the boss.
That's far enough.
You want me to open the door?
Keep your hands right where they are. Abbott!
Didn't hear you.
Cape still.
What is the matter? Oh, who are these men?
Such me. Found them peeking in the window.
What is that?
Yeah, I thought you'd want to interview them.
Yes, come in, gentlemen.
Sure. Hello. Wolf skins and bear rugs on the floor.
You will please keep your hands up. Close the door, English.
Yeah.
I have them covered. Take away their weapons.
We don't carry guns.
Search them.
It's a pleasure.
If you touch my extra pack of cigarettes,
I'll steal you.
What is your name?
You're talking to me?
I am.
Bart Friday.
This other guy called him Captain.
Okay, Captain Bart Friday. The title's honorary.
Yeah, I see. And this man, what's his name?
My sidekick, Skip Turner.
Well, nothing on either of them, Abbott.
You can put your hands down.
Okay to smoke?
Go ahead. Sit down if you wish.
Thanks, we'll stand.
Suit yourself. Now then, what are you two men doing here?
We're strangers here. We got away from Port Lancer and got a little mixed up.
That's a lie. They trailed a girl here.
You saw them?
I did.
What do you men say to that?
Then you admit you're holding Judith Wright prisoner.
Judith? Who is Judith Wright?
That blonde, blue-eyed girl who came in this cabin less than 15 minutes ago.
Her name is Judith Wright?
That's the name we know her by. What did you do? Invite her in and then slug her behind the ear?
That is rather a strange accusation.
Oh, don't try to be so mealy-mouthed. We got a glimpse in the window. We saw her stretched out on the floor. We saw you pick her up and put her in the coffin.
Coffin?
That's what I said, coffin.
You saw me pick up this Judith Wright girl and put her in the coffin?
You're repeating yourself.
But you can see for yourself, there is no coffin.
That curtain wasn't pulled across the far end of the cabin when we looked in the window.
Are you saying that I have a coffin hidden behind that curtain?
A coffin with a girl in it.
English.
Yeah, Abbott.
Pull that curtain aside. These men apparently have hallucinations. Go ahead. Pull it back.
Sure. Why not? There you are.
Hey, Captain.
As you can see for yourself, these are my sleeping quarters.
There was a coffin in here.
My good man.
Don't give me none of that my good man stuff. I saw what I saw.
But you can see for yourself. There is only one entrance to the cabin. One door and one window. You came in the front door. And the window is nailed shut, as you may observe.
There's a closet over there. What's in that?
You may look for yourself.
Thanks.
What's in there, Captain Friday?
Canned goods. Looks like you're planning to hole up for the winter.
Does that satisfy you?
I must have done it with mirrors, or else we were mistaken.
We saw what we saw.
English.
Yeah, I'll be...
Tie them up.
With pleasure. Here, put your hands behind you.
Captain, are we...
Put your hands behind you.
Better do it, Skip.
Oh, the way we get pushed around.
Look, how would you like to be a limp body on the floor? Put your hands behind you, or I'll give you a headache with the butt of my gun. Yeah, that's better.
But I don't have to, like... Hey, you don't have to cut my wrists in, too.
Yeah, well, when I tie a man's hands behind him, they stay tight. Yeah, those buckskin thongs don't hold you till you rot up. All right, now, you.
Go ahead.
Oh, nice and tame, huh? Well, that don't mean you're not going to get tied up just as tight as your partner.
You're cutting off the circulation, you know that.
Yeah, it's just a burning shame now, ain't it? Now what, Albert?
Take them out to the stable and tie their feet and lock them in.
You want them gagged?
Why bother? No one can hear them.
All right. Okay, outside you two. You coming, Albert?
No, time is getting short. You take care of them.
Sure. I said, come on, you two. Close the door, Albert. Now down the steps and take the path to the left around the cabin.
Huh? What's that?
Sounds like a wolf.
That ain't what the wolves sound like down in California.
You're thinking of the Hollywood kind. This is the real McCoy.
When you hear a dog howl like that, they say he's sitting on somebody's grave.
Never mind the conversation. Take the path to the right. Mm.
Right through the bushes?
Right through the bushes. All right, hold it.
Hey, there is a building back here. Hidden back here in the brush.
Okay, inside with you now.
Well, it's a barn, all right, but no horses.
Hay on the floor, though.
Okay, both of you lie down on the floor.
Now, just a minute. Why, you lousy. Hitting a man with his hands tied.
When I tell you to do something, I don't want any back talk. Now, lie down on the floor.
Come on, Skip.
Yeah. Okay. All right, turn over on your faces and stretch out.
Great stuff. I just love being somebody's prisoner.
Yeah. Put your feet together. Yeah. I'll lace your ankles together with this buckskin thong. Want you boys to be here when we get back.
Why don't you just saw my feet off and be done with it?
Yeah. Now you, feet together.
You know, a person could freeze to death in a place like this overnight, this kind of weather.
It's a thought. Yeah. Now, you two boys, just make yourselves at home. I gotta be gone. If you get cold, you can play Eskimo.
Now, ain't this great?
Listen, Skip. They didn't examine my shoes. I've still got that razor blade tucked in the sole of my shoe.
Hey, I forgot about that.
Squirm around in the hay. If you can get your fingers on it.
Yeah.
No, my left shoe.
No.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Run your fingers along the edge of the sole.
With my hands behind me, tied so tight it... Oh, there. There, I felt it.
Yeah. Can you pull it out?
Now my fingers so numb. I got it. I got it.
Attaboy. Now... Squirm around so we're back to back.
Yeah.
Then you can cut through my wristbands.
Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
I'm having a heck of a time hanging on to the razor blade. It's so thin and my hands are so numb.
Hey, hang on to it. If you ever drop it in this hay, we'll never find it.
I think I'm getting it. I'm sawing or something.
It's the buckskin thongs. Keep at it. Hey, you got it. My hands are free. Good boy, Skip. Now, let me take the blade. I'll have you free. Attaboy. My hands feel like I was wearing boxing gloves myself. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, it's swell.
Now, I'll cut our ankles free. Yeah, that's mine. Hold still a minute. Yeah, there you are.
And now let's get out of this place and settle up with a couple of ugly customers.
Well, I slip this blade back in the sole of my shoe. Let's don't go off half-cocked.
About what?
I mean, let's don't go rushing around until we get this thing figured out.
Well, we know that Judith Wright went into the cabin. We saw her.
And we saw a coffin through the window. But neither Judith nor the coffin were in the cabin when we went in.
They had to be.
You got any ideas?
No. Have you?
How about a trap door in the floor?
Hey, of course.
I think so, too. And I didn't like the way that Albert Bird said they didn't have much time. Much time for what?
Search me.
Well, I think it concerned Judith right in the coffin.
Well, then, brother, we better get out of here and fast.
Okay. We'll work on the principle that there was a trapdoor and the girl was hidden below in the basement.
How are we going to get out of here? Break down the door?
Can't make too much noise.
Well, what else? There's no window and it'd take a coon's age to cut through these logs.
Let's look around a minute.
Hay all over the floor.
Yeah, plenty of hay.
But it doesn't look or smell like there's ever been a horse in here.
I wouldn't know. I'm strictly a city boy myself.
Let's walk along this passage. Maybe there's another one. Look out! Skip! Skip, are you all right?
I guess so. What happened?
We fell through a hole in the floor. It was covered with hay.
And where are we now?
I don't know. About 10 feet underground would be my guess.
What has become of the girl in the coffin? Are Captain Friday and Skip in a trap? Or will this underground passage lead toward the solution of events? Is Judith Wright friend or enemy? And who are English and Ovid? But more of this in just a moment.
If we've fallen down an old well...
Who'd dig a well under the floor of a barn? Besides, look. There's a passage leading off to the left.
What do you mean, look? So black in this hole in the ground?
I know it, but we can feel our way along.
Yeah, and probably fall in some underground river and we never will be heard of again.
A very sad state of affairs. Nevertheless, take hold of my coattail and keep close to me.
You wouldn't have a flashlight on you.
Never mind, I got a box of matches.
Well, don't you think we ought to make a little fire and see what kind of a hole we got here?
I already know. Keep your voice down.
What's the matter? You afraid?
Keep still. There's a light up ahead.
Daylight?
It was after dark when we fell into this hole, you dope.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you guess it is?
I think this passage is leading us back to the basement under the cabin.
Hey, if that's the way it is...
Come on. Make it easy on the footsteps.
Yeah.
Hold it.
It's a cellar under the cabin, all right.
Yeah. Look, Skip.
The coffin. You were right. They lowered it into the basement when we come in the front door.
Doesn't seem to be anybody on guard.
Well, what are we waiting for? If Judith's laid out in that coffin...
Easy there, Skip. Keep on your tiptoes. Nice cement basement they got here.
Never mind. Captain Friday, they got the lid screwed down on the casket.
You sure?
Yeah, look. Just freshly screwed down.
Here's the screwdriver they used. Handle's still warm.
You think the girl's inside?
We saw them put her in.
But she was alive. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, what are you doing?
I just thought if she was alive in there. Hey, you hear that?
Listen. Try it again.
Now listen. There it is.
She's alive in there.
Oh, damn dirty. Here, give me that screwdriver. Can you imagine anybody cruel enough to bury a beautiful girl alive?
Yeah, especially a beautiful girl.
Yeah, especially a... Okay, okay. What are you doing?
I found another screwdriver. Quick, we get that lid off.
Yeah, I got two of them out.
Come on, easy. Just freshly screwed in. Trouble is, I don't get the idea. Judith Wright gave us the slip to come here of her own free will. Why'd she want to get herself buried alive?
She don't. Nobody does. Somebody's double-crossing her.
There.
They're all out on my side.
I got one more.
Here, let me take it. I was apprenticed out to a carpenter when I was a kid.
Amazing how much light one coal oil lantern gives off.
Mm-hmm.
Lights up this whole basement. You got it?
Yeah. Now let's slide this lid off.
Okay. Up with it.
Heavy.
Yeah, easy. Okay, that's enough.
Who are you?
Hello, Judith. The Marines have landed.
You? It is you?
Yes, Miss Wright. Who did you expect?
You fools. You unutterable meddlesome fools.
Hey, now.
Here, let me help you out of that casket.
You keep your hands off me. You keep away from me.
You mean you like it in there?
They said you were prisoners. How did you escape?
Oh, we're like that. Houdini could do it. Skip Turner and Cap Friday can do it.
Oh, this is rather ridiculous. Look. Do you mean to say you refuse to get up out of that coffin?
All I tell you is go away.
We're supposed to be protecting you.
I do not wish protecting.
You mean you just want us to go away and let them bury you alive in peace, is that it?
Bury me alive? Is that what you said? Bury me alive?
Well, that's usually what to do with folks that put in caskets, ain't it? Bury them.
I never heard such crazy talk in my life.
What's your idea of what they're going to do with you, Miss Wright?
That I do not wish to talk about.
But you don't expect to be stowed away in the ground.
Stop talking about things like that. Oh.
Huh? What's the matter?
If either of you men move...
Uh-oh, here we go again, our friend Abid.
Be quiet. If either man moves, he will be shot in the back.
How did you guys sneak in here?
I said be quiet. Mr. English, use that blackjack.
With pleasure.
Hey, hitting a man behind the ear with his hands up.
Oh!
Good.
That was terrible.
Exactly what they deserve. Now then, Mr. English, tie these men up this time so they will stay tied.
All I can do is my best.
And make it quickly. And then screw the lid back on this casket. And we will get the girl and coffin away from here.
Oh, my head. Skip. Skip, wake up. Skip, wake up. Come on. He didn't hit you that hard.
Oh, what fell on me?
They sapped us with a blackjack.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, what a head I got.
And more than that, we're cinched up again with buckskin thongs.
Oh, just let me lay here and die.
Come on. You gotta use that safety razor blade again. You think you can get it out of the sole of my shoe?
Where are we?
Basement of the cabin.
Laying on this cold cement floor ain't gonna help my arthritis. Hey, is the casket gone?
And the girl.
Well, she asked for it. What kind of a dame would want a hole up in a casket anyway?
Come on, come on. Squirm around on the floor and try to get the razor blade. How's that?
I don't think. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, good boy.
We ain't repeating ourselves by any chance.
Never mind that. It's a good gag as long as it works. Now, slide around here so we're back to back and saw my bonds loose again.
Why do the dirty villains always have to tie your hands behind you?
That's what makes them villains. Can you reach me?
I'm cutting on something.
Oh, that's my wrist, you dumb halfwit.
Well, my fingers are so numb.
Well, that's it. Now you got the bonds.
Hey, look, Captain, the next time anybody wants to tie us up, let's put up a fight.
Yeah, according to how many guns they got pointed at my spine. Yeah, that's it. Okay, now give it to me and I'll cut you free.
Oh, it won't be no use. I'm going to lay right here and die anyhow.
There. Now your ankles. Mm. Man, they sure cinched up on these thongs.
Man.
Here you are. All right, get up and move around while I cut me free.
I couldn't move.
Get up, Skip. Get that circulation started. You feel better. Yeah. Okay, just tuck the blade back in the sole of my shoe. There we are. Now, come on. Up on your feet.
There. I feel like I'm walking around on the stumps of my ankles.
Oh, same here. Oh, it'll be all right. Come on, move around.
Oh, doggone torture chamber.
Yeah. Hey, look there. Steps going up to the trap door on the floor above.
Is that where they come from when they nailed us?
Yeah. Let's try it.
The trap door's probably locked.
Well, all we can do is try.
I still ain't got full control over my feet.
Yeah, circulation's beginning to take hold. Oh, just a minute.
Hey, the trap door's unfastened.
Yeah, it seems to be. Up we go. There it is. Okay, come on up.
Shall I close the trap door again?
Yeah, might as well.
Now what? Well, now that we're up here, what?
I'm looking for something that'll give us a clue.
About the coffin?
Where they're taking a coffin with a live girl inside it.
Well, it's got to be someplace a girl wants to go on account of she's cooperating with the kidnappers like nobody's business.
Yeah. He's putting a lot of trust in friend Ovid.
I wouldn't trust that East Indian with a plume-tailed polecat. What you got there?
Never mind. Come on.
You mean outside?
I mean down at the waterfront. Come on.
What's down at the waterfront?
That's where they've taken the girl.
You mean they're taking her down and dumping her in the harbor?
Don't be so dumb. There's a steamship in the harbor. We heard the whistles earlier tonight.
Stowaway. That's what this is all about. She's going aboard in a coffin as a stowaway.
Well, one idea has penetrated that thick skull anyway.
Well?
Come on, if we cut through this underbrush, we'll save a little time.
in, get all our clothes torn off to boot.
There now. You can see the lights of the harbor through the trees.
Running through leaves up to my knees.
We'll be through them in a minute.
I feel like I was trying to run on innerspring mattresses. Yeah.
There we are. Here's where we hit the main street. Now, just another block and a half to the waterfront.
Wonder we ain't broke our necks in the dark.
Hey, listen.
That ship's more than a block and a half away.
She's pulled out into the harbor. Come on.
You mean the boat's gone with our babe in the coffin?
Well, what did it sound like to you?
Well, maybe she missed the boat, too.
Oh, you're a great help.
Hey, there's a group of people down on the wharf. They got the floodlights on.
I'm more interested in that searchlight out in the bay. That's our ship pulling out.
Hey, we last asked somebody if the casket went aboard, huh? Hey! Hey, you, did they take... Well, if it ain't Mr. English.
How did you two meet?
Never mind about that. Did that casket go aboard?
Now, look, Joe.
Answer Captain Friday when it talks to you.
Yeah? Well, supposing it did.
Was the girl in it?
Careful, Skip. The crowd's drifting over this way.
Well, we got what we want out of this bird. Now for a little revenge.
Skip! Skip, I wanted him conscious.
Well, you should have talked faster then.
Here, what's going on?
Major Lawrence!
Captain Friday, Turner, what are you two doing here?
We thought we left you dead on Marmaduke Island.
Never mind that. Why are you here?
Did you see a coffin put on that ship out there?
Coffin? Yes, a dead Chinese being returned.
Dead Chinese, my eye. That was Judith Wright in that coffin.
What? The girl we...
Yes. And if we don't stop that ship, she's headed right straight for the Bay of Bengal slave market.
Headed for the Bay of Bengal slave market. What does that mean? Why is Major Lawrence of Military Intelligence interested in this headstrong Norwegian girl? And why is she so anxious to put herself into the hands of unscrupulous persons? The answers to all these questions will be given next week when you will hear the closing episode of A Coffin for the Lady, the new series in Adventures by Morse. Listen next week at this same time for Episode 3, entitled The Deepest Grave in the World. This is a Carlton E. Morse production. Adventures by Morse. Carlton E. Morse presents A Coffin for the Lady, featuring Captain Friday.
If you like high adventure, come with me. If you like the stealth of intrigue, come with me. If you like blood and thunder, come with me.
Ten o'clock, in the dead black of a northern night on the Port Lancer waterfront, far up the Canadian coastline. On the steamship, whose stern lights can still be seen growing dimmer by the second, there is a casket. In the casket is Judith Wright, alive, conscious, and for some strange reason cooperating with her kidnappers, who are whisking her away under the very noses of her would-be rescuers. On the rickety makeshift wharf of Port Lancer are Captain Bart Friday, his fellow operative, Skip Turner, and Major Lawrence. Yes, the same Major Lawrence of Army Intelligence who got Captain Friday into this and was supposed to have been killed back on Marmaduke Island, where Friday and Skip first picked up the girl. How is it the Major is alive? But never mind that now. Captain Friday wants action, and he wants it in a hurry.
Major Lawrence, if you've got any influence, use it now.
What do you want?
Can you get a speed launch, something that can run circles around that steamship that's getting away from us?
It's important.
Important! Man, don't you realize that Judith Wright is on that ship?
You must be wrong. I was standing over there by the gangplank checking every person.
Do we have to argue? The girl went aboard in a coffin.
Coffin? Well, come along, both of you.
Okay, Captain, you realize we're leaving that bird English where he lay after you socked him?
Where were your eyes, Skip?
What you mean?
Didn't you see those two men sniffing around the body?
Well, yeah, but I thought they was a couple of natives.
Oh, Major Lawrence's men. They'll look after English.
Come on down these steps. Look lively in the dark. They're rickety.
Oh, what do we got down here?
Government patrol launch. Watch your step.
Hey, this is a little beauty.
Ahoy, Commander.
Aye, aye, Major Lawrence.
We're coming aboard the launch. I want to stop that steamer before she gets out into open water.
Come aboard, sir. We can round her up before she gets out of the harbor with this little job, sir.
All right, aboard with you.
Yep. Come on, Skip.
Yeah, coming up. Oh, nice solid deck, too. I'll give you a hand, Major.
Oh, don't need it. Oh, thanks, just the same. All right, Commander, let's go.
Belay there! Drop the spare line!
Line release, sir!
Captain Friday, we've got 2 or 3 minutes before we get near enough for steamer to signal. I want to know what this is all about.
I think I can put the whole thing together if you'll tell us how you got away from Marmaduke Island alive.
Well, as you remember, we landed on the island, and I left you and Skip Turner here hidden near the shoreline.
Yeah, for 3 hours.
Yes, well, things went wrong. I was supposed to go inland to a trapper's cabin and pick up the girl.
Judith Wright?
Yes. Instead, I was taken prisoner. I had an army GI watching the cabin to be sure the girl was kept there until I could arrive.
Was she a prisoner in the cabin?
Yes, being held by a couple of pretty rough characters. We'd located the cabin, and my soldier was watching the place.
Yeah, but if you wanted the girl, why didn't you take Captain Friday and me in with you? We could have stormed the place.
I couldn't do that. That'd have given my whole show away. I'm up here to break up a smuggling and kidnap ring.
So that's what we're up against, huh?
Well, isn't it pretty obvious? They got away with Judith Wright, didn't they?
But if you were going to kidnap her by yourself...
Well, you see, I'm known in these parts. You and Skip Turner aren't. I knew that the next depot in the smuggling chain was here in Port Lancer. I wanted to get the girl in your hands and have you deliver her here. I thought you, as strangers, might spot the hideout here quicker than I could. The gang on this end might even come out in the open, thinking you were the men who were supposed to deliver Miss Wright here.
Oh, but the plan didn't come off, huh?
No. I was made a prisoner. The soldier on guard saw it happen. He dashed in and grabbed up the girl and got out of the cabin.
He thought you was dead.
Well, they yelled to him that they'd kill me unless he brought the girl back. But I ordered him to keep running.
Well, he arrived where we were with a knife blade between his shoulder blades.
Yeah, one of the kidnappers was a French-Canadian knife thrower. When he ran out of the cabin with a knife in his hand, I was afraid of what was going to happen.
But the boy made it, and we got the girl to the mainland where we left the horses. We rode into Port Lancer, stopped at the livery stable. By the way, that Scotch livery stableman is one of the gang.
Good. We'll pick him up. How do you know?
He slugged me. I didn't hit hard enough. When he lowered Skip here into the stable, I'd come around and I clipped him instead.
That wasn't very clever of him.
Oh, but it did distract our attention long enough to give the girl a break. She made the most of it.
You mean she ran away when you were in the stable?
Yeah. Luckily, we came to in time to see her running in the direction of the forest. We followed her to her cabin.
Not the cabin of that East Indian, Ovid.
That's the cabin.
Hey, we're drawing up on a steamer. Look how much brighter our lights are.
Yeah, only a minute or two longer now. Go on, Captain.
We looked in the window and saw Ovid putting the girl into a casket.
That's how they've been shipping human beings into the United States.
United States?
Certainly. Any unwelcome character who wanted to slip into the United States could do it by paying $1,000 to this underground smuggling ring.
But Major Lawrence, Judith Wright ain't headed for the United States.
Well, she thinks she is. She paid $1,000 to be taken in.
I wondered if it wasn't something like that.
You mean they'd play a dirty trick like that? Take $1,000 from a girl to slip her into the U.S. and then...
And then when she put herself in their hands, ship her off to the Bay of Bengal slave market. Why not? That way they collect double.
Well, if that ain't a low-down dirty trick.
Yeah, good. The commander's signaling for the steamer to pull up.
Well, the steamship seems to want to argue. Doesn't want to be stopped in midstream.
Hey, we got a machine gun aboard. Look, Cap, the commander's pulling the cover off of it.
Yeah, he'll use it, too, unless the master of that craft heaves to and in a hurry. He'll give him one more chance.
And that's the last chance.
Yeah. Yeah. The captain of the steamer's given in. That means he's going to wait for us. Good work, Commander.
I'll have a word with the master of that craft for trying to brush us off. He can't do that.
Go ahead, Commander. Take him apart.
We'll run up alongside now. Ahoy there! Throw us a line. Down the ladder over your side.
Anyway.
United States government, and keep a civil tongue in your head.
Well, why didn't you say so, mister? All right. Hurry up. Come aboard.
All right, Major. Up the ladder with you.
Thanks, Commander. Follow right behind me, Captain Friday. You too, Skip.
Yeah, right with you, Major.
All right. Up we go.
Hey, this ain't no cannery boat, Captain.
Yeah. I was mistaken.
How much further?
Major's up. Here I go over the rail. All right, over with you, Skip.
Yeah.
This man says he's the master of this ship, Captain Friday.
How do you do, sir?
Name's Hanson. If I'd had any idea it was a government boat chasing us, I'd have pulled around before.
What's your destination, Captain Hanson?
South Pacific, Indian Ocean.
Bay of Bengal.
Certainly. All the ports around the bay. There's nothing underhanded about that. My clearance papers
show
that...
Don't worry. I think you've got a passenger aboard.
Yes, we carry supercargo when there is any.
This man's an East Indian. Name of Abid.
Yes, I have such a passenger.
Mind taking us to him?
Certainly not. He has the number two cabin to the starboard.
Just a minute, Hanson.
Aye, Major.
Captain Friday and Skip Turner can get Abid. I want a little talk with you.
I hope all this isn't going to take too long. If I miss the high tide, I'm not going to get across the bar tonight.
Well, that depends on you. Go ahead, Captain Friday.
Okay, Major. Come on, Skip.
Huh. What's that all about, Captain? Why the private conversation?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Major Lawrence suspected Hanson's in this underground blackbirding deeper than he pretends.
You mean this ship's part of the smuggling deal?
Hanson could be in it all the way. Or he may be the unknowing instrument. After all, even Major Lawrence didn't suspect Judith Wright was in that casket.
Sure. Just a dead Chinese being returned to his ancestors.
Yeah. Uh-oh. This is the cabin.
Yeah, number two, all right.
Who is it?
Message from Captain Hanson. Open up.
What is the message?
Don't be a fool. I'm not going to shout it through a locked door.
The ship is not moving. Why is that?
There's trouble in the engine room.
Engine room?
Yeah. We got to make repairs before we cross the bar out into the open ocean.
So that is the reason.
Yeah, now open the door. I got an urgent message from Captain Hanson.
Who are you?
Second mate, hurry up. I got to get back on duty.
I have unlocked the door. Open it and come in.
You wait outside here, Skip. He's going to pull a fast one.
Okay, you walk into something, I'm here to get you out.
Here I go.
Yes? Come in, Mr. Mate.
You got your lights off.
I always get seasick. I am lying in my berth. I think it helps me if I keep my cabin dark.
You got up to unlock the door?
I just barely made it. I'm very sick, so close the door and deliver your message.
I'd much prefer to have a little light on the subject.
If you please.
I don't please. I want light.
So, it is not the second mate at all. It is the Captain Friday.
Yeah, and that's a lot of hooey about you being seasick. Telling me you were in your berth and all the time you're standing there waiting to wallop me over the skull when I stepped into the cabin.
How did you get aboard the ship?
You'd better forget about trying to escape, Bobbin. There's a government patrol boat alongside.
You must be insane. I have no wish or reason to try to get away.
Don't give me any of that. You got a white girl down in the hold of this ship in a coffin.
Maybe you'd like to prove that?
I don't have to. Major Lawrence saw the casket taken aboard this craft left port.
Perhaps the Major was mistaken.
What kind of mischief are you hinting at now?
Do you think for 1 minute, Captain Friday, that we did not anticipate just this? You don't suppose we're such fools as to be caught with a girl stowaway?
What are you saying?
But of course, naturally, if we did have a girl in a coffin on the ship, it would be so arranged that the whole business could be jettisoned into the bay.
Are you saying you threw Judith Wright into the bay?
If she was ever aboard, it would be the thing to do, wouldn't it? With plenty of way to send her and the casket to the bottom quickly.
Skip, come here quick.
Right behind you, Captain.
You hear what Abbott's been saying?
Yeah, you what? I should wring his neck.
I've got both you men covered. The first one to make a move.
Get him, Skip!
You bet you!
Get that gun, Skip! I got Abbott, get the gun!
Got it!
That takes care of friend Abbott.
Yeah, you got him right on the point of the jaw.
And that's not all he's going to get if they threw Judith Wright overboard, nailed in that coffin.
What happened to Judith Wright? Why did she give herself into the hands of these unscrupulous men? In just a moment, we're going to follow Captain Friday and Skip down into the hold of the ship. But wait.
Okay. Down the ladder into the hold of the ship.
Yeah.
You coming, Skip?
Yeah, I'm coming down.
Careful. It's a 20-foot fall if you lose your grip.
Yeah, 20 feet down into darkness.
Hey, don't come so fast. You're stepping on my fingers.
Well, I'm just trying to keep with you. I thought the Major come down with us.
He's got a job wringing a confession out of the ship's captain. He and the commander will have the whole story by the time we clean up down here.
Oh, then they did arrest him, huh?
Whole ship's under arrest for smuggling and kidnapping and blackbirding. All right, I'm down. Watch it.
I'm down, too. But I might as well be in a coal bin for all I can see.
I got a couple of flashlights. Borrowed them off of Captain Hansen here.
Oh, thanks. Hey, they really give off a light.
Yeah. Ship's got a pretty good cargo here. Mm. All right, look here. Cases of canned fish, bales of cured skins and furs.
This end down here seems to be loaded with cedar logs.
Looks like there was a little bit of everything down here.
Yeah, everything but Judith Wright's coffin.
Mm. Wait a minute. Listen.
Sounds like something's loose.
There is. Let's see if we can locate it.
Yeah, but if we're looking for Judith
Wright...
It's
all over this way somewhere.
Hey, here it is, over this way. Hey, Captain Friday, come here.
What is it, Skip? Hey, there's a hatch open.
No kidding, and right outside's the ocean.
Then Abbott meant what he said. They did dump the coffin and girl into the bay.
Oh, the dirty skunks. They drowned Judith like a rat just to hide evidence against themselves.
Didn't even take time to close the hatch again. They must have been rushed. Probably threw her overboard when they heard the launch whistle to heave to.
Oh, honest to Christmas, Cappy. I've never felt so rotten about anything. Poor kid in that casket with the lid screwed down.
Please, huh? Do not feel so bad.
Hey.
If I've given you any anguish...
Judith Wright, what are you doing down here in the hold of this ship?
You're angry with me.
But you're supposed to be in that coffin at the bottom of the harbor.
Yes. It's not my fault I'm not. I have a friend.
On this ship?
Yes, down here in the hole. He's a stowaway.
Where is he?
Oh, Houlihan. Please, it's all right to come out.
Oh, Houlihan, huh?
They don't mind if you're a stowaway. Ah, there you are.
Yeah, but sure now you shouldn't have given me away.
You have nothing to fear from Captain Friday and Skip Turner. This is O'Houlihan, Captain Friday.
Hello, O'Houlihan.
And the same to you, mister.
Now then, what's been going on here?
Well, as the little lady here says, I'm a stowaway.
You sure picked yourself a sweet ship to hide out on.
Well, you can't be pickish. Ain't many ships come up this way anymore. Take what you can get.
Okay. So you stowed aboard this craft. What then?
Well, I overheard Captain Hansen and that East India feller, Abbott. I heard him talking.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was down here. They put their coffin right up next to that hatch there. And Abbott told the captain that if there was any sign of trouble, the hatch was to be opened and the coffin dumped overboard.
Yeah?
Mm. And then they went away.
Go on.
Well, being a curious cuss, I kept wondering what was in the coffin that they didn't want the police to know about.
And so you unscrewed the lid?
Yeah, I reckon I did. And you can imagine my surprise when out pops the little lady here. She was kind of mad at me at first, though.
Well, I thought he was spoiling the whole thing.
You hadn't heard the conversation about dumping you?
No, I'd heard nothing. But when O'Houlihan told me what they might do to me, I got out of the coffin quick, but yes.
Well, I think O'Houlihan ought to get a decoration.
Oh, yes, so do I. Because we'd hardly filled the coffin up with two sacks of flour and screwed the lid down again when we heard a boat whistle. We heard someone coming down into the hole. We rushed over here and opened the hatch and threw the casket into the water. It's a miracle I'm alive.
You're telling us. And all because you were such an obstinate young woman. All because you insisted on putting yourself in the hands of these unscrupulous men.
Yes, I know that now. But I was so anxious to get into the United States. It was so necessary that I reach my friends who are in the United States.
Sister, did you think you was headed for the USA?
Yes, for Seattle.
Well, then, wouldn't you have been surprised when you woke up and found yourself in one of the Bay of Bengal ports being sold as a slave girl to some second-rate Malaya potentate?
You're fooling me.
Well, ask Captain Friday.
Captain Friday? They would not have done such a thing. I can't
believe
that.
Skip's telling you exactly where you were headed for.
But I paid that Mr. English and Mr. Abbott $1,000 to get me into the United States.
Then you got exactly what was coming to you. Don't you know there's only one safe way to get into the United States, and that's on a passport?
Oh, that's the awful thing. I have no country anymore. I have no passport. There's no way for me to enter legally, even for a short time. All the friends I have are in America.
She's a refugee from Norway, she was telling me.
Yes, my parents were killed. I escaped the enemy through Sweden, Finland, and then Russia. I've been almost 2 years crossing Russia. And then for a price, a Russian pilot flew me over to Alaska.
Where in Alaska?
It was Fairbanks.
That's where you made your first contact with the Blackbirders?
Blackbirders?
Yeah, that's what they call men who smuggle human cargo.
Oh, yes, it was in Fairbanks.
Major Lawrence will be interested in that.
Major Lawrence? But you told me he was killed.
I thought he was. He's alive enough, though. Up on deck now, questioning the captain and Ovid. The whole ship's under arrest by order of the United States government.
Oh, it is now. Well, what does that make me?
That puts you in a mess, O'Houlihan.
Well, I've been in a mess most of my life. So one more ain't gonna kill me, I guess.
I don't think you're in half the trouble you'd have been in if you'd been caught by Captain Hansen. He'd have thrown you to the sharks, and that would have been the end of O'Houlihan.
But to get back to you, Judah, that was a dirty trick you pulled at the livery stable, letting the captain here and me get clipped over the head while you beat it for the cabin in the woods.
I was so anxious to get to America. I knew I was with good men when I was with you, but I tried so hard and so long to get to America. I just couldn't give up when I was so near.
How did you know to go to Ovid's cabin?
I was told on Marmaduke Island. I was told that if anything went wrong, I was to contact Mr. Ovid at that cabin in the woods.
Uh-huh. Well, for everybody concerned, it's a good thing that old Scotch livery stable owner didn't knock out Skip and me the way he was supposed to.
Oh, yes. That time when I knew you'd followed me to the cabin, I was very angry with you, for which I apologize now. At this moment, I'm most happy to have you here.
Well, you ought to be, sister. You ought to get right down on your knees to Captain Friday.
Cut it out, Skip.
But what is to become of me now? I have no place to go. I have no home. No people.
Yeah, that's bad.
For months and months, I've been putting all my hope on finding refuge in your beloved United States. Sometimes it's kept me from freezing to death. Sometimes from starving. Just remembering that sometime I would be safe in America. And now look at me. Now there's no hope.
Yeah, sure, now it's a dad-burned blazing outrage. That's what it is.
We're going up on deck.
I'm under arrest.
That depends on Major Lawrence. You too, O'Houlihan.
Mm-hmm, that it suits me. The air down here in the hold of this ship's beginning to get on my nerves anyhow.
Come on over to the ladder. Okay. I'll go up first. Miss Wright, you follow me.
Yes. Is it far?
About a 20-foot climb. Just hang on tight. You'll be all right.
I'm glad it's dark.
O'Houlihan, you follow up the ladder right after Miss Wright.
I will, Dad.
Skip, you bring up the rear. Okay, here I go. All right. Come on, Miss Wright.
Oh, yes. If only the boat didn't sway and bounce so.
You next, O'Houlihan.
Yep, yep. I'm right on the little lady's heels.
Yeah, and I'm right after you. Okay, we're all on the ladder, Captain.
Okay, Skip. It's almost over, Miss Wright. You all right?
Yes. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I'm going up through the hatch now. Wait till I get on deck and I'll give you a hand. There. All right, now give me a hand. Reach up.
Oh, it's so dark.
That's it. Now, up with you.
Oh, don't let go of me.
Hey, safe on deck.
Oh. Here I come now. Oh, man, oh, man. Don't that fresh air smell good? Phew.
There, everybody's out.
Oh, who's there?
That you, Commander?
Oh, it's you, Captain Friday. What do you got with you?
Here now, turn that blame flashlight out of my eyes.
Well, if it isn't O'Houlihan. What are you doing on this craft, Irish?
Oh, now, is that you, Commander?
You know who it is, all right.
He was a stowaway. But I think we owe him a vote of gratitude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Turn your flash over on the girl.
Girl? Why, this is the girl who's supposed to be at the bottom of a bay in a casket.
Yes. It's because of O'Houlihan here that I'm alive.
O'Houlihan overheard the plot to dump her if the authorities showed up. He opened the casket, filled it with sacks of flour.
O'Houlihan, you're all right.
Commander, do you feel sick?
I've been patrolling these coasts for 10 years, and O'Houlihan and I have had a lot of trouble in that time. He's a thief and a poacher and a no-good bum. But saving this girl's life makes up for the lot of it.
I'm that important.
You bet. Miss Wright, you can give the United States government a line in this whole underground blackbirding setup. You can point out the various depots where they hid you out.
Yes, I can do that.
You do, and I don't think there's anything Major Lawrence won't do for you.
Anything?
Yeah. He spent 2 years and lost a lot of good men trying to round up these smugglers. You help him break up the ring, and he'll go all the way with you.
Oh, would he? Do you suppose...
What Miss Wright's trying to say, Commander, her country's in the hands of the enemy. Her relatives have been killed. She spent 2 years trying to get into the United States.
Oh, yes. Do you suppose Major Lawrence will let me in? Will he help me to do what's necessary?
I bet he will.
Where's the Major now?
In the captain's cabin. Still trying to break down the captain of the ship and that East Indian.
I won't talk?
Yeah, we've got enough to hang a lot of them now, but we need definite evidence for the courts.
I should think if we sprung Miss Wright on him.
Hey, sure. They think she's at the bottom of the bay.
Come along. This is the door. I'll open it and you step in, Miss Wright.
But yes.
But I tell you, Major Lawrence, I do not know of any such girl as Judith Wright. If she is on board this craft...
And I am on board this craft, Mr. Abbott.
Miss Wright, where did you come from?
You ugly, wicked, unprincipled person. You took $1,000 from me, and then you kidnapped me. And then you tried to drown me.
Oh. This is too bad. This is the end.
Major Lawrence, I can tell you every underground depot where these men kept me, from Alaska to Port Lancer. I will gladly help you.
But if you do that, Miss Wright, I think you've won the friendship of the United States government.
Oh, those are good words. That's what I've wanted you to say. More than anything, I wish to be friends with the great government of the United States.
So Judith Wright ended her misguided flight from Norway to Port Lancer, finally made her peace with this government, and was given shelter from the desperation and violence of her homeland. And now she is a citizen. A Coffin for the Lady is a Carlton E. Morse production, and another in the series of Adventures by Morse.